Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Male Masturbator Penis Training Vibrator with App Control Quincy from Sohemi. So this is a penis trainer, which is so let me explain what a penis trainer is before we get too far ahead. So there's toys you masturbate with, and then there's toys that are like used for edging or, you know, for training. And what that is instead of like trying to make you come as quickly as possible, it's there to kind of help build your stamina by giving you like a low, consistent level of pleasure. But it's not supposed to be, you know, over in a minute. It's supposed to, you know, you're supposed to like savor the experience. All right, so this is essentially, you can see it, it wraps around your cock and there's a vibrator inside. You can see if I pull it up this way, this spot in the middle is where the vibrator is, and you just put this on your cock and it vibrates on your cock, and it's supposed to feel good and it's supposed to help train you to resist stuff, and it has an app. So let me go over the features and then I'll talk about it. So here is the charge cable. It uses a proprietary charge cable. It plugs in right there. So it's fine. I mean, it's supposed to be kind of like waterproof because it's going to be, again, you're not supposed to be masturbating with this. You're supposed to put this on your dick. It's kind of like, okay, you know, when you tune into like a VTuber or, well, maybe not a VTuber, you know, I'm talking like Project Melody or like these girls on Chatterbait, where if you donate money, it makes their vibrator go off. It's like that. So you can control this with an app. It's essentially, this is like that for men. So you can control this with an app. You could presumably hook this up to some type of donation bot and then have it vibrate on your cock when someone donates. If you're like a male Chatterbait model, I'm not really sure what they're called. Anyway, so let me turn it on. I'll show what I'm talking about. All right. So there's a button. You don't have to control this with the app. I'm not going to use the app. There is an app, but I don't really care. So, all right, I put it on high. All right, so this is high. Let me show you how it looks. You can see it moving around. It's a pretty powerful. All right, so you get the picture, and that's how this goes. And you can control this with an app. And, you know, you wrap it around your cock like that, and it just sits there. And the idea is, it's like, to see how long you could last before you come, or you can let some, you know, like a party game, or if you're a streamer, you can have other people donate, and then that can activate the app, and that can make this vibrate on your dick, and it's supposed to make it feel good, and that's about it. That's all this does. The app has different, like, modes and different things you can do, but this is all it is, all right? So, I've shown you how powerful it is. It's not bad. But here's the issue. All right. So these sorts of toys are not new to me. I've reviewed these before, but this one's not that good compared to others. And I know I'm probably not judging it fairly, because this isn't a toy to necessarily masturbate with. It's a toy to use as part of like a streaming type of thing. When I use a sex toy, I'm trying to orgasm. If I can't orgasm with a toy, or if the orgasm is very weak, or if there's problems with it, then I have a problem with the toy. So let me show you some other toys. So this is a toy that I reviewed fairly recently. It's very similar to this toy. It's small. It has, well, hold on, let me see if I can get the cap off. All right. So this, very similar to this. In fact, they're about the same height. So it's a handheld small toy that you can use to, you know, to masturbate with or whatnot. But let me show you how this works. Okay, so it vibrates just like that one. But this one you can squeeze. And this one has textures. This one doesn't really have textures, right? Well, I mean, it does. But I mean, like, that's extremely weak textures. And it's really... the textures aren't for masturbating with, it's for gripping. You're just supposed to let this sit on your dick and, like, I guess see how long you could last. But that's this toy. So this toy, about the same size. So if you're looking for a small toy that you can use, something like this would be better than something like this. However, maybe you're like, yeah, but, you know, feeling those vibrations and seeing how long you can last, that could be fun. Well, this is an old toy. I don't even remember who made this. Love Kiss? company called Love Kiss. This toy is old, but this toy has been in my stable, you could say. So I've mentioned this before. One of the highest compliments I can give to a toy is that I continue to use it and keep it. Because most toys, they either, you know, they go away. I only use them during the review process, and then I get rid of them if they don't make the cut. But this toy has been around for a while, and it's because it works extremely well. And the secret is there's two vibrators built into this toy. So it's going to be hard to see, but like there's a bullet vibrator that's laying horizontally right here, and then there's another one about here where my thumb is. And they lay across your cock, and this kind of rubberized area over here, this is where your cock head goes. This whole thing is just the vibrator. This is like the power source and everything, the motors. This is where your cock goes in this. It's a very snug fit, and it's not designed to, you're not supposed to masturbate with it. You're supposed to put your cock in it, and then it vibrates in your cock. But it feels really good. It doesn't feel like sex, but it feels really good, and you will come. But let me compare. So let me turn the vibrator on for this. All right, so this is high. Let me turn this on. So, first of all, this is actually kind of funny. It's like a remember Zuzu Pets? Anyone remember Zuzu Pets? They're like little toy hamsters. And they kind of did stuff like this. Obviously, they weren't sex toys, unless you're into that sort of thing. But okay, check this out. Look at that. You can see like the membrane like vibrating violently. So this will make you come pretty quick. I would have loved to see something like this controlled with an app. Because I mean, your dick can fit snug. Here, I'll show what I'm talking about. Hold on. I'll just let that go. Who cares? All right. All right. So look. That it stays on. And now, so you put this on your dick. I mean, there might be a way to like latch this on, like using a cock ring or something, but you could easily turn a toy like this into an app controlled tool for a streamer, because this thing, hold on, let me turn this off. All right, so this toy is infinitely better than this toy. This toy has two vibrators, and they're super powerful. They'll make you come in a couple minutes. And now this one doesn't control by an app. This one has an app control, but the motor, you only get one vibrator, and it's fairly weak, and it doesn't really snugly fit you. Like, these little wings, they just kind of barely hold on. They don't even snap together. If this snapped together, so here's what I would have fixed. First of all, have these snap together somehow. Probably also add a cock ring to the back. So the cock ring goes around your balls. This goes around your shaft. It snaps over, so it's a nice snug fit. And then put two vibrators in it and have them lay horizontally, one underneath your mushroom tip and then one along the shaft. That's what this one does. So like I said, you put your dick in. There's one vibrator right here, like at the very apex of the pocket, which is where the tip of your dick goes. And then this one kind of rests a little bit further down the shaft. So that's what I would have done. So I think there's a seed of a good idea with this toy. I like the idea of a toy for a basically male porn streamers. Look, I'm not judging, $20 is $20, right? So these girls on Chatterbait have these vibrators that are linked to their donations, and people donate, their vibrators go off, and the more they donate, the more powerful the vibrator is until they come, and they make money. So I'm glad they made a toy like this for guys that is app controlled, that people can do something with. It's just there's a lot of room for improvement. It only has one vibrator. It doesn't snap together. It doesn't hold on using a cock ring. There could be a lot of things done with this. However, All that being said, this toy is only $38.99. So I'm kind of not being too fair to it. I'm criticizing it by what it isn't, without pointing out that it's very cheap. So it retails at, I guess, $52.99, but it's on sale for $38.99. And I have a coupon code for 15% off. So it's really cheap. For a, $30 toy, give or take, maybe I'm being a little bit too critical. I think they should make a more expensive version of this toy that incorporates what I'm talking about. Add a cock ring, add some kind of snap so this actually snugly fits, or just, make it like this, where it just kind of, you slide into it and it's more stretchy. But you know, make it to where it's powerful, it holds on to you, and make it app controlled. So this might be like your basic model. I don't recommend this toy as a toy because I think there's too many improvements that could be made. And I think toys like this just outclass it in every way as a toy. As a tool for a streamer, this has potential, but it's very weak, and I'd like to see an improvement. But I recognize that if you improve this toy, if you added the things I'm recommending, the price would go up significantly. So at its current price point of about more or less $35 and some change based on the coupons and the discounts, it's fairly priced for what it is, but it's fairly weak. Like, I can't think of too many people who this... Like, when there's better toys available, more or less within the same price range, like sub $50, I would just go for one of those. If you are an internet streamer of adult content, and you're a dude, or a futonari or something, you have a dick, you know, and the regular vibrating toys don't work for you because your genitalia doesn't work, this could be something to look into. It does allow you to control it via an app. You can have some type of thing set up where the app can be controlled via donations, and you can do that. It's a little bit weak, but you know what? That might be to your benefit because you don't want a toy to make you come within a few minutes. You're not going to get any donations that way. So having like a lower powered toy might help the donations roll in if that's what you're into. So if that sounds like you, well, then you pick this toy up. If that doesn't sound like you, then, you know, maybe this toy isn't for you. Maybe look somewhere else. I would like to see a more expensive, more deluxe version of this that has the other features that I recommended, because this toy is really old. I mean, it's just, I don't know why it's so good, but, you know, I'm just saying this could have been great. But this old toy from years ago is still outclassing it. Anyway, that's all I have to say. So if you're interested in this toy, if you are a male streamer and this is your thing, then you could save an additional 15% with my coupon code. So use the coupon code in the description, save 15% on this toy. The coupon code is also good for the whole site. So this toy is pretty cheap right now, but let's say it's not, or you're not into it. Check out the rest of the Sohimi site. You can save 15% on whatever you want. So use the coupon code in the description, save 15%. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.